Okay, say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
open my eyes,
open my eyes,
open my ears,
open my ears,
keep my spirit willing,
keep my spirit willing,
that this word,
that this word
is going to awaken me,
is going to awaken me
to the things I need to see and hear,
to the things I need to see and hear,
because it's really about you, Lord, and what you want us to see.
And to understand.
We're going to 2 Peter chapter 3. And recognizing that Peter is really trying to awaken us. And verse 1 says, "Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking." I thought that's pretty cool. "I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires." And boy, if you look around, you can see it. Yeah. "They will say, 'Where is this coming?' He promised. Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment." And I want you to be very careful here on this next piece. "And the destruction of ungodly men." Not a rapture. The destruction of ungodly men. Judgment to the ungodly is where we're living at. If you listen to the different prophetic words that have been given about our country, about what's going on right now, about the house cleaning that the Lord wants to do, the destruction and judgment of people who have, let's say, believed that they are in the control room, they're going to control the world, they're going to control the United States, and they're going to use whatever means they have at their disposal, which is mostly witchcraft.
Right.
Okay? Last night, I was watching the news, and I hate the commercials, so I flipped it back to Channel 40. So I was watching Fox News, I skipped it back to Channel 40, and they had a program on, which I've never watched, was The Bachelor. Okay? But I flipped. I literally flipped because I ended up getting caught. Okay? This bachelorette was questioning three individuals on the other side of the screen. I don't know if you've ever seen it. But there was two ladies and a man, and they were going to date the one that's asking the questions, who is supposedly a celebrity, and she doesn't care who she's having sex with, and she says it out loud. And so she asked person number one, person number two, person number three. And I mean, I remember normal people, you know, with that kind of a program. And I'm thinking, I can't believe my ears. I can't believe my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay? Then The number one was a woman, and she says a question, whatever the question was. Oh, and she says, well, I'm psychic, so I already know of these things about you. And I said, now we're advertising the psychics on a program with two ladies that are competing with the man in the middle to go out with the girl that's asking the questions.
Sick.
Yeah. What do you think I did?
Probably didn't turn it off.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, ungodly. Okay? That's the word. Ungodly people. Do you think for one moment that if you would have had a word of knowledge for that woman, that you would have said, I'm a psychic? And it was perfectly okay. They didn't blank it out.
No,
okay? It was just normal. Okay? Verse 8. Do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
So I was listening to a prophetic person the other night. And it was very interesting because he was quoting Johnny Enlow. And he was quoting some of the scriptures. And it was sweet to my heart to see that there are many individuals that are, yes, recognizing that we are going to face some kind of judgment, and these people that have been so ungodly, so involved in witchcraft of different kinds, and going after abuse of children, et cetera, et cetera. And there is a coordinate that's visible with different individuals. When I watched a little bit on the internet yesterday, I could see the coordinates. I could see the connections. And it's not the thing that I really normally consider something that I really want to focus on because I get tired of it. Okay? But when I read this word today, it's like, again, that same verse 7, the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction and ungodly men. So I said, okay, Lord, it's going to be cool, right? He said, yes. So I'm going to give you some more scriptures that will confirm what he's up to. Romans 2:8 says, but for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. That's pretty clear. 1 Corinthians 3:17 says, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. 2 Thessalonians 1:9, they will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power. Shut out, kept out. Okay? Hebrews 2:2. For if the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment. Now that means even in the heavenly angelic realm, there's judgment. Hebrews 2:3. How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? That salvation which was first announced by the Lord was confirmed to us by those who heard him. He's talking about those that were present. That's the 12. They were constantly with the Lord, and they were all in one accord. So they all heard what the same message was, that there would be a day of judgment, that there would be recognition for these that are Antichrist. Hebrews 10:29. How much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him, and who has the Spirit of grace? I like the Spirit of grace. You can insult the Spirit of grace by rejecting what Jesus has done for you. Yeah. 2 Peter 2:4. For if God has not spared angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them into a gloomy dungeon to be held for judgment. I mean, he's done that already. So that to me is seeing, okay, those who are actually choosing right now not to bow their knee to the correct way of doing things, they're going to be judged. There's a season of grace, a season of mercy for them to turn around, and please, not to forget to pray for them. Because again, how much did people pray for me before I knew the Lord, before I had an awareness that I was in the wrong department? Okay? 2 Peter 2:5, verse, yeah, just the next verse. If he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah and a preacher of righteousness and seven others. 2 Peter 2:9. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men. So that tells you something. Some are going to change. Some are going to adjust. From trials, and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. So, you know, I'm looking at what some of the church people, religious people, those are the ones that literally destroyed Jesus. They couldn't handle his revelation. And I'm watching, like I shared with you guys about this gentleman who had such an anointing, and what the legal stuff did to him. And he wasn't afraid to tell me who did it. And he was back into his religious box that they put him in, and they kept him there, keeping him from blessing the body of Christ. That's what I saw. That's what I saw at that. That's why I shared it with you, because of this. He was set aside, probably taken home from the persecution that he went under, and he believed their lies. Okay? 2 Peter 3:7. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. He is not going to destroy his church. His church is going to have a chance to come alive in Christ and in obedience to the Lord. And that's when the perfection will be able to manifest. I was listening to Paul Keith Davis, and he shared some great word, but he was crying out for the power. Crying out for the power to release the people. He said, oh, we've had a few meetings here and there in California. And he said, we had a few people healed, but I'm not satisfied. He says, I want them all healed. Amen. And I heard the Lord say, shut it down. You know, so I put it on pause. And I can remember a gentleman that used to come every single week. He would sit like maybe two or three pews from the back. But if he could get the back pew, he would, okay? He was an average guy, and he had had, I don't know, I think it was maybe six or seven back surgeries. and he is in constant pain. Couldn't function, couldn't work, probably in his middle 40s. I don't know what had caused the issue or whatever, but anyway, I remember Gino being down at the altar and saying, "Back over there, I can see the light over you." By the way, I saw the light over you the other day. And he says, "Would you come up here?" And so he walked up, and I happened to be one of the assistants, so I walked over towards him along with a couple of other guys or ladies, I don't remember. And he said, "I believe you have a back problem. I don't want to hear the details. All I want to know is, do you want to be healed?" And the gentleman said, "Absolutely." He anointed him with oil, and you can see the vibration on the man, and he went down on the floor. And when we picked him up, no more pain. He had been totally healed. So they sent him for x-rays, and all of the metal that they had put in his spine was gone. All the vertebrae were restored. And that was done right in front of me. And I said to the Lord, "Where are those miracles? What happened to them?" Okay? That was an every week affair. It happened every single week. Week, 4 or 5 times a week. And I can remember the lady that my wife is. I'm bringing my wife into the Mercy Hospital because she's got cancer of the breast. Okay? And I know she's into the operating room, and it's going to be X amount of hours. So I go to the noontime service, because it's right up the street. I go to the chapel, and I sit in the corner, my usual little corner, and Gino's doing the service. After the service, a lady that belonged to the charismatic groups, little tiny lady, all I remember is her husband's name was John. And I don't remember her name. She says, "Kim, I need to be prayed for." And I said, "Sure." She says, "Will you anoint me with oil?" And I says, "Absolutely. What's the problem?" She said, "I only have a few more weeks to live. The liver is completely full of cancer, and there's nothing the doctors can do. It is the end." She says, "And I need prayer." So I got up and anointed her with oil and believed for her. And as soon as she left, and that was the end of that. 6 or 7 weeks later, Irene is home recovering with all her stitches and trying to do the exercises to move her arm because she can't move her arm. And the lady shows up for church on a Tuesday. And I said, "Hi, how are you?" She says, "I'm still here." She says, "There's not a cancer in my body. I'm totally healed." Now, how do you think I felt? You know? I can't get anywhere because my wife loses half her body, or 10% of her body, if you wish. And the Lord heals this other lady on the same day that she's in the surgery. Okay? How do you think your emotions work? There was a purpose. There was a reason. I did get over it, but it did cause some ripples. Why am I saying that? Because of these scriptures. Okay? 2 Peter 2:9. "If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials, and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. And he does preserve the others." And I didn't understand that Irene would be used for so many people to pray and to intercede for those that suffered from the same kind of garbage. And of course, that's 37 years ago.
She's still doing it.
Okay? So, you see, the brain says, "Why didn't you heal her along with the other lady on the very same day? It wasn't God's plan. God's plan and my plan and your plan are very, very different because he's got an outlook on the eternal. Mm-hmm. We have an outlook on the natural, and we're only looking at the natural most of the time. So, Revelations 11:8. Their bodies will lie in the streets of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. Revelations 14:11. And the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. The last one, Revelations 21:8. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, and the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. So as I pondered on this, and I kept looking, okay, God, what are you really, really trying for us to look at what Peter was saying here? You know, it's been 2,000 years since he wrote this. It's been 2,000 years that we're waiting for the kingdoms of this realm and the kings that rule in the heavenlies over this region, along with the rest of the world, and the prince of the power of the air. Jesus called him a prince. Let's not disrespect. Let's recognize that if Jesus called him a prince, there was a reason. He was. Now he's unrighteous, but he still didn't lose his title. And keeping that in mind, you know, I sometimes get frustrated because people scream and yell, and I've done that, you know. But watching the hand of the Lord change hearts, even at the very last moment, what this man that was healed ended up, I ended up ministering to him about 15 years after the fact that he was healed. Could have been 20. But he fell away. He had such an incredible miracle. He fell away and went back to old patterns and old lifestyles. And he was on his dying bed, full of cancer. And I ministered to him and I said, you know, did you ever, because I was at his son's house, because he had walked away from his family. I said, have you ever told your son, or sons, because he had two of them there, about what God did for you? Oh, no, he says. I says, you were ashamed of all this healing that God did for you? Oh, I couldn't talk to them about that. They wouldn't listen. I said, they'll listen to me someday. And it was a few, I don't know, maybe a week to 10 days he passed away. And they asked me to minister, and I did. I told them. I told the kids, that man of yours was your dad. He had weaknesses, but the Lord healed him. We have proof of that. And I said, just because he walked away doesn't mean that you have to be the same. So, you know, sometimes you've said to minister to someone that's, you know, in a different position than you are, you have to stretch a little. And you did well. That blesses me. And it blesses each of us when you stand your ground. Standing your ground is not always comfortable. Okay? But it does get things done if you do it with a godly attitude. And you got godly results. So there's the proof. So would you just lift your hands to him? Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I'm hearing.
I'm hearing.
The ungodly.
The ungodly.
Will be judged.
Because the judge of all.
Is the one that sits in heaven and sees everything. He will release his angels.
At the right time.
And he will bring to judgment. The ungodly.
Men and women.
That are way off beam. And the holy ones. These that have been interceding. Will continue to intercede. So that there will be a moment. Where these that are stuck in deception. Can get a moment of restoration.
And salvation.
And we ask for favor and mercy.
To enter their hearts.
To bring them to healing.
And Jesus.
And we believe. And receive this victory.
By faith.
In the finished work of the cross. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.